This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hey there, Dave.
Our subject this time around is background screenings involving job searches and other applications. We're talking about that with Christine Kunin, CEO and co-founder of the firm Hire Image of Johnston, Hire as in H-I-R-E. And welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First of all, what gave you the idea for the company?
So I'm a CPA in my past life. I knew that I didn't want to be a partner in public accounting, so I went back to school for my MBA, took an entrepreneurship class, and actually one of my accounting clients at the time was a private investigator. He's my current client now, and he kept getting asked about employment screening and kept asking me to help him on proposals. So when I was in school and I did the business plan, I noticed what a great industry it was, especially after 9/11 and the terrorist attacks. The industry exploded. So I approached him. That was back in the fall of 2004, and we started in 2005, and we landed a very large contract that first quarter. So I thought I was only going to do it part-time and do that for a lot of small businesses, and we got so busy that it became my full-time job, and I haven't left.
With the graduation season, this is also the job hunt season, it seems, in the spring. Is this a busy time for you?
Yes, we're starting to see an uptick in the hiring at this point in time. Usually December, mid-December, January, February are a little slower, but this time of year starts picking up, and then it slows down again towards the end of the summer and then picks back up again in the fall.
What kind of background screening do you do on new college graduates? They really haven't done much, right? I mean, so how are you involved in that process?
Well, they definitely can have some criminal records, so it is a good idea for employers to be checking out their criminal history. If they're going to be driving for the company, they want to make sure that they're responsible drivers, so they'll run driving records. What I do tell college graduates is be careful what you're putting out there on social media. Although we don't do a lot of social media screening at my company, we can. I don't really prefer to do it, but a lot of employers are looking at the social media accounts. So have your privacy settings set so that it is private and not out there for the world to see. And be careful what you're saying out there because it is important.
What do employers or potential employers ask for the most in terms of your services, in terms of background checks? And is there a difference between what large companies want and smaller companies?
That's a great question. The majority of what we do are criminal checks, and there's, you know, you get what you pay for, so you can do the really base level, bottom line background check, or you can do the high level. So I'd say the larger companies will do the more extensive search, sometimes with budget problems or things like that. Some companies will do a little less on the criminal searches, but most are doing employment screening as well, checking out past employers typically for the last 7 years. They'll also want to check prior education history, so their last degree earned. So those are the most common that are done. And then there's other, you know, the driving records are done for driving jobs, and drug screening is also very popular.
How do you verify what you first see in terms of a record?
So we actually have court runners throughout the United States that go physically into courthouses when available. Some courts throughout the United States are also online, so depending on how that's done. So once information is found, we check those records to triple identifiers, we call it. So we'll make sure that the name matches, the Social Security number, if available. A lot of times Social Security number is not associated with a criminal record. So you check the date of birth, you might have a driving record number or the address. We further check with state law to make sure it's reportable because there's a federal law that we file, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and then there's state laws that we have to follow that a lot of times are more restrictive than federal laws.
There's a lot of talk now about people who have been in prison, who've been convicted, you know, having a difficult time getting into the workplace. I mean, how much do employers care about that? I mean, it's part of a screening process. Do you see that people really do not want anyone with any kind of criminal record, or are there different kinds of things that they're okay with?
Yeah, I would say there's a job for everyone, but not every job is for every person. So there's a lot of employers that are hiring that ex-offender, but they still want the information. They still want to know who they're hiring. So, for example, we have a large construction company down in the Maryland area that about 80% of their applicants have criminal records, and they're hiring them, but they want to know what that criminal record was. For instance, they have a contract with a school. They're not allowed to have any sex offenders on that contract. So they have to make sure that those folks are not on that contract. So we find a lot of employers, you know, they might be regulated that they can't hire anyone with a felony conviction within the past so many years. So it all depends on each industry is a little bit different. But a lot of employers, you know, if the job is right and it's okay to hire someone with a prior record, it's not just an all-out ban. The EEOC came out with guidance back in 2012 that cautioned employers from having an all-out ban from not hiring anybody with a criminal record, but instead to look at those records and see, has the person rehabilitated?
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Christine Kanin, CEO and co-founder of the firm Higher Image, based in Johnston. Let's follow up on that idea. Suppose a person has a past blemish of some sort on their record. Is it best to try to hide that or just state it as a fact and move on?
Honesty is the best policy, so should be open about it. There are ways that folks can expunge their records and go through the court process to have it expunged. If they have it expunged, they don't have to divulge it, and the employer is not going to find out about that information, because if we get it back, we're not allowed to share that. But if there is something on the record, I'd suggest talking about it during the interview process so it's not a surprise when it comes back on our report.
Do you work with data from other countries? What might be some challenges doing screenings involving other nations?
That's a great question, too. Yes, we do. Every country is a little bit different with their privacy laws as well as access to their criminal records. So depending on the country, depends on how we handle it. But the EU this past year did away with the safe harbor that was in place with the U.S. So there's going to be all new laws around data privacy. So that's still coming out, and it's not all figured out just yet.
When you say safe harbor, what do you mean by that?
You could certify the safe harbor to meet certain security standards, but the EU does not like the United States privacy standards. So they have nullified it in the courts in the European Union. So then we had to go back to the drawing board and work with them on some stricter privacy guidelines.
As we wrap up, I've got a question about maybe times when you have to tell a client about legal boundaries.
We're upfront with our clients right when they sign up on what they're allowed to receive and what they're not allowed to receive. The law is clear and we have to follow that. So they know right up front what they're going to be getting back from us and what they're not going to be getting back from us.
For example, what will they not get from you?
So a lot of places like California, as I always call it, its own little country, we can't report any arrest records. So if somebody was arrested in the last 2 years but not convicted, we can't tell them that information, although at the federal level we're allowed to. California has further restrictions. California also has a restriction that you can't report criminal records past 7 years. The federal government does not have that restriction. So in California, if you're an employer there or going to hire somebody in the state of California, you're only going to get criminal convictions for the last 7 years.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Higher Image CEO and co-founder Christine Kanin has been our guest on The Bottom Line. Thanks, Christine, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks also, as always, to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.